Wyoming is known across the country for outdoor recreation and oil and coal production, but its place in cultivating artists isn't as well known. One ranch in northeastern Wyoming uses its location to inspire artists and writers to create some award-winning work. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler has more.
About 30 miles southeast of Sheridan, the U-Cross Foundation sits on a 20,000-acre working cattle ranch. But that's not what it's known for. The ranch is home to the U-Cross Foundation Residency Program. Foundation President and Executive Director Sharon Dynack says it's a place for writers and artists to focus on their work.
It's definitely an oasis and a retreat. It's a very powerful experience of nature and very concentrated creativity.
There are similar residencies across the country, including two more in Wyoming. But what makes U-Cross stand out to artists is the landscape, the ridgeline, the creeks, and thousands of trees.
It has a vastness that people experience immediately. It's almost like a shock to the system because they're coming from, the countries in the world's largest urban areas. And many have not been to Wyoming or a place like this.
Teresa Booth Brown is a visual artist and former U-Cross resident. She says the landscape is part of what drew her to U-Cross.
The landscape features largely in people's reaction and reasons for coming here, and certainly that was the case for me.
A residency at U-Cross means artists have time and space to create. U-Cross President Dynack says that's how great work gets made.
What's happening here is the writers and the artists are creating work that is then going to go out into the world. I tell people, you could walk into a bookstore, a library, whatever, and those books are there because people took the time.
Time spent out at U-Cross takes artists away from their everyday routines.
A residency program is a disruption in the best sense of the word.
Tracy Keycutt is the program director.
Coming out here disrupts their regular routine. And when you have a disruption, frequently things get jostled around and new ideas come to you, new ways of looking. You learn new ways of thinking, really.
Residents of U-Cross have gone on to win Pulitzer Prizes, Tony Awards, MacArthur Genius Grants, National Book Awards, and other major prizes. Elizabeth Gilbert worked on Eat, Pray, Love in one of the U-Cross studios. Annie Prue, the author of The Shipping News and Brokeback Mountain, was also a resident. Keycutt says something is clearly working.
It definitely works. People keep applying. People keep coming back. They want to be here.
The U-Cross Foundation was established in 1981 and started accepting residents in 83. It was founded by Raymond Plank, the late founder and chairman of the oil and gas company Apache Corporation. Plank passed away in November 2018, which means U-Cross will continue on without its visionary of nearly 38 years. Plank stepped down from the board a few years ago, and U-Cross President Dynack says since then, the board has changed, making room for new faces.
It's been a really, invigorating time, and with great satisfaction that the people that are coming forward that believe in the organization and, want to keep it going as long as possible.
Dynack adds the organization wants to continue Plank's vision to support artists for years to come. That's something artists want too. Former resident Teresa Booth Brown says U-Cross has remained an inspiration to her long after her time on the ranch.
All of the work that I have done in the last 10 years has some root to work that I have either started here or thought about here or made here. It's just allowed me to go, I guess, to some new places that I wouldn't have expected.
Booth Brown's work is just one example of the ways U-Cross and its landscape have continued to inspire the artists that visit. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in U-Cross.